views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
And hello, here we are. It's Leslie Fontaine. We're talking Sheer Alchemy. We are talking about transformation, shifting, and everything that's being presented to you as something that you want to create in your life or step into. And as I say often, whatever is coming to you and whatever you're wanting to be, do, or have is not an accident. It's about who you are. It's about your soul essence. And so today's topic, we are talking about how abundance is comprised of a few elements, right? We have a few things that come together to create whatever you have defined as abundance for you. And that could be, you know, relationships, it could be money, it could be houses, travel, adventure, a new business you want to create, something entrepreneurial. But the components need to show up as follows: passion, power, creation, and focus. You know, often when I'm teaching abundance and we are trying to experience what it's like to draw something in real time, we do an exercise on focus. And, you know, focus takes... It's a little hard to do sometimes. Focus could take, you know, 10 seconds, a minute and a half, but you find out how long time really is. So right now, if you had, for example, some desire in mind to create something that's important to you, that you're passionate about, and you really focused on visualizing that unfolding of your passion, you would find out quickly that 30 seconds is a really long time. So we're going to talk about the components and what kind of can get in the way when our abundance is not unfolding for us. I work with a lot of people and they go, well, I've done all these things and I've followed the six steps and I've read the books and it's still not happening for me. And even in that statement, we're saying something out there is not happening for me in here. The controls are elsewhere. And one of the biggest growth steps is to understand that everything out there is happening from what's in here. So if we are, you know, experiencing a problem in certain areas, we want to be as honest as we can about taking a look in that area and going, what about me is, you know, in agreement with that. And that sounds harsh, doesn't it? To say, well, gosh, I don't want to be in agreement with abuse. I don't want to be in agreement with poverty. I don't want to be in agreement with a very harsh partner or harsh boss. How could I possibly be in agreement with all that? So let's clarify what agreement means. It doesn't mean you're happy and ecstatic about it. It means that there's kind of a subtle expectation in your energy field. You know, whether it's something that you have adjusted to your entire life, you know, people not treating you well or not getting what you want or, you know, be careful for what you wish for, all of the caveats, waiting for the other shoe to drop, or that won't happen for me. See, there are things that we might not ever say out loud and admit to someone else that are blocks for us, but we know deep down within us there's a block. There's an interference. There is a belief that we cannot create something that is important to us. So, you know, we have to have a passion about something. So let's just say that, you know, you were wanting to create a new job or a new opportunity. You know, what is the immediate sensation or emotion or even physical, visceral reaction that you have to that desire? You find out very quickly whether it's a desire or a dread or something you fear or something you immediately tell yourself without saying it out loud, that's not going to happen for me. I'm not going to get that. Or that the circumstances are just not going to turn out the way you want. Pay attention to every reaction in your physical and emotional and mental self when you bring up this desire that you have. This is really important. A lot of us don't realize how many parts of ourselves are involved in the attraction. We think if I just say it, if I affirm it, if I put out my affirmations, if I just hold on really tight and believe, you know, there's parts of us that are resisting, and it scares us to look at those parts of us that are resisting. So, you know, one area that I find really common with all of us as far as resistance is the absolute fear of being rejected or being called out or rejected for who we are, that we're not good enough, we're not powerful enough, we're not qualified, no one likes us. Whatever it is, if you look at the desire or passion that you have and you think about what you want to create, the fear of being rejected and hurt is greater than the desire. And so what does that tell us? Well, that tells us it's an amazing opportunity to heal. Often when the desire is confronted by that kind of fear, we're being shown an area to heal, and we should be excited. But our inner child is holding on to some of these pains and places of suffering because they were just so devastating when they happened in our lives. So it's not some easy thing to just say, okay, I'm not going to be that way anymore. I'm not going to feel like that anymore. I'm just going to jump into this thing that I want. Sometimes it's not that simple. And if you've listened to me enough, I really often believe that when these fears and devastations and wounds come up, it's our opportunity to heal. And I get excited about that. It's our opportunity to clear out this core wound that has been attracting for some time so that we can step in to more of who we are. So this is a challenging show in a way because many of you have desires that you want to manifest, things that you want to step into. They're new. You know, we may have limitations on how old we are or where we're located geographically or the relationship that we're in right now or having challenges of children and, you know, working two jobs and all these things that we think are getting in our way. But if it's coming up for you today and any of this is resonating for you, then today's the day to heal and we can be excited. And I do want to talk about in this show the difference between our passion and the block. They're not the same thing. One does bring up the other, but your passion is your passion. If you desire to be a dancer, a block that that says no one is going to let you dance or hire you to dance is not the same thing as your passion to dance. They don't equate. But one is bringing up the other, which is that you have to be judged and accepted by someone else in order to live your passion. And that is a whole different set of rules, isn't it? So I'm excited about today's show. I'm really looking forward to what we can talk about. I want to give out some information. First of all, if you're interested in calling in today, the number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in doing some in-depth work on what is showing up for you, you can learn more about me at my website, lesliefontaine.com. That's LESLIEFONTEYNE.com. And you can find out about Man Transformation Talk Radio as well. So either way, if you Google me with Sheer Alchemy or my name, you'll find me and find out about some of the meditation and clearing CDs I have, some teachings about abundance, as well as the types of sessions we could do together to help you shift out of what is showing up for you. It's amazing what people are moving through today. The energies are very powerful, and I'm just really honored to work with a lot of people who are shifting through some big stuff, but they're willing to do it. You know, if it's not something you've considered, some of us have lifetimes, many lifetimes of baggage that we've been carrying around for some time. A lot of karmic energies that we can bring into completion. We don't need to be carrying around our family's energies and their priorities if it's not even aligned with who we are. So let's take a look at all that and see what we want to move out of the way. And when we come back, we'll talk in more detail.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. If I had a...
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about the components of abundance and taking a look at our energy, where it gets blocked, where it gets interfered with, where abundance doesn't unfold for us. And, you know, a lot of people will call me and say, well, I've tried everything. I've done everything. Why isn't it showing up? Or what's the delay? And, you know, when I'm using, you know, some of the psychic gifts or taking a look at your field, you know, we can see some of the things that are interfering with your ability to manifest. Often, you know, what I can tell is then when someone is coming to me, whether they're taking ownership of what's happening in their field. And this is very, very important because thinking that we are unreasonably victimized by something gets in the way of our ability to change what unfolds. So, you know, we can have patterns in our field, patterns of relationships, patterns of work that, you know, have been in place a very long time. And I don't want to use the proverbial Titanic and talk about what it's like to turn the Titanic, but when you're taking a very major pattern in your life and choosing to change it, first of all, congratulations that you're that bold, that you're doing it, that you're willing to do it, but also that you go fairly deep on it. You know, I can find when I'm working with someone that changing energetic patterns involves a lot of grief, a lot of anger. We access some really deep wounds this lifetime, past lifetimes. We access loyalties. You know, the season of the holidays is really something because people have an amazing amount of baggage related to the holidays, what they're supposed to do, what the holidays supposed to look like. You know, we have images of what we think success looks like. This is how I should look. This is how I should appear. I should have this kind of job by now in my life. I should be making this much money. All those shoulds. Just listen to where your expectations are coming from. And then, as I often tell my clients, what is the voice associated with it? Mom, dad, the news media, what you're supposed to want and like and have in life. Is it really what you want to like and have in your life? Is that really you? So we get very, very real. There is something about what we have in our lives that we are aligned with. We are in agreement with. Please understand when I say that, I'm not saying that you have to like it. All right. You don't have to like what you're aligned with. It's kind of like expectations. You know, sometimes I talk to people and they'll go, well, if I expect the worst, then I'll be pleasantly surprised. Okay. So, you know, I don't know. First of all, those are words. That's not necessarily the person's energy, right? So the words might be, I'm going to be negative and expect the worst, then I'll be surprised if something good happens. But their energy could be quite different, and it could be like, hey, look what happened. So, you know, that's always a fascinating thing to take a look at in your field. Do you have any beliefs and sayings from your family or, you know, coworkers. Some of you also are very empathic. You have very porous fields. So you are allowing people to affect you, affect your perception of how things are showing up for you in life. And you haven't learned to fully protect your field so that you're not just, you know, inundated with their energies, their priorities, their fears. You know, right now, let's say that you're very affected by fear of what's happening in the world, you know, or in your country with the politics, or elections, or, you know, whatever, or perhaps, you know, pending layoffs, or, you know, often these are fears that do not have data yet. You know, there's nothing that's been proved that these things are going to unfold. Energetically, perhaps we can see, you know, a pattern that's going to happen. So if you let this free-floating stuff come and affect you, then some of us just might not even get up in the morning, you know, because we're so blown away or frightened by what might unfold. If you opened up the day with a completely different set of beliefs and visions and views about the day, well, you know, you might, you know, step into it with an entirely different set of assumptions. So when we're looking at why is abundance not unfolding for us, where are we stuck, or where is manifestation delayed? You know, remember when you were like 3 or 5 years old and you wanted something so bad, you wanted it to unfold right now, and the torture of waiting was almost more than your little heart could bear, right? And some of that is still there. So what do we do with something like that? If we have enough times in life where things don't happen that we truly, truly want, then we shut it down fast. Now, why would we do that? We would do that because we can't stand the pain of disappointment. We can't stand the idea that we are going to feel so devastated or unhappy at that thing not showing up. So emotionally and mentally and every other way, we go ahead and we shut it down. It's a protective mechanism. I cannot tell you how many of these little protective mechanisms all of us have. Oh my gosh, we are loaded with them. So not until I walk you into an example like that do you start to have your own aha moments of, oh wow, yeah, you know, I make sure I don't feel this and I don't feel that. I make sure that, you know, if I'm in a relationship, I don't want to get hurt. So I sort of put up a wall and I, you know, plaster some kind of facade so that I don't really feel anything. Take a look at all these parts of yourself. There is a cost to the accumulation of wounds. I don't know why the world is set up this way, that, you know, we get born into the world and we get our hopes and dreams dashed young and we learn that we're not good enough and we go through school and by the end of that whole process, we are no longer really living our authentic selves and our own personal joy unless we had a very fortunate, different kind of upbringing. And then we spend the rest of our lives fixing all of that, right? We go to Hay House and we go find all these books and we start healing from all of the damage of the first 25 or 30 years of our life. And I don't know why it's like that. But the reality is that we have accumulated a lot of ways that we brace ourselves against life, against how it shows up, against what we can and can't have, against any ideas that, you know, may or may not unfold for us. So remember earlier I talked about separating the desire and the joy and the passion from the approval of someone else as to whether you can do it or not. Now, typically, what we mean by that is, let's say that you had a desire to dance. Okay, I'm just picking something artistic here. And you were told for much of your life, well, that's really nice, but you're never going to make a living at that. You need to do something practical. So all of your energy slowly fizzles, and you submerge that passion, that desire, that thing that put the smile on your face that you enjoyed so much. And you say, I've got to go do something practical. And then we wonder where our joy went. Now, does this mean that you should have been a dancer? You should have stepped into it. What I'm saying is that you need to examine what happened to that joy. Where did you put it? Where did you hide it? Are you manifesting joy, you know, in that practical way of making a living that you selected? Are you resenting it? You know, I used to tell the story of so many of the attorneys I met in the UK who, they'd gone to all the right schools and they'd gotten the great jobs and they were making the money and they absolutely hated their lives. And they said, this is it? This is what I'm supposed to be so happy about? And they weren't. So when we are blocking off our passion and we're shutting the door on that, we have to revisit that thing. Revisiting it can stir up anger. It can stir up grief. It can stir up these feelings that we haven't allowed ourselves to feel in a very long time. But we have to go into that and we have to think about, well, did I hang up my passion because of what other people would think, or because those people closest to me that I loved unconditionally, like parents, nixed my dreams? What happened to my energy? See, we're attracting from the place of energy. We're drawing in from that place. So if we're saying we want a job that we don't really want, let's be honest about it. Let's think about what we really want to create. This is where misalignment can happen. So please don't think that I'm saying you're not going to get a job, you're not going to be practical. That is not what I'm saying. But a lot of the healing and alignment of energy, where we are misaligned in our emotions and in our logic, where we are truly unhappy, and when you walk in a room, everybody can feel it, is because something got suppressed and it's time to heal that area of our lives. So if you're going after something because you have to have a job, you need to have it, you need to do that thing, you know, that's fine, but don't confuse that with your passion, okay? And if this is resonating with you, then this is something coming up in you that's time to heal. It's time to raise your vibration, to shift into the better part of you, and to take a look at some of the blocks that have been getting in the way. I know a lot of people, and for very good reason, they don't want to go here. They don't want to go into these parts of ourselves that hold us back. They don't want to go into the fear. It's like revisiting the scene of the crime, you know. And yet we have to go to where that thing was created so that we can clear it out and understand that that's a perception in our field and we have the opportunity and the right to shift it. More when we come back. This is Leslie Fontaine.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Far from the stars, and I want to tell you everything, the words I never got to see the first time around.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. We are talking about abundance and the components of abundance and how we create it. And I so want to encourage everybody about how this happens. You know, when I tell people, and maybe it sounds like a funny story, that, you know, when I was examining the law of attraction in my own life, numerous years ago, I must have cried for 2 years at different things that came up in my field. I was so frustrated. I was so disappointed at the amount of negativity I had in my life. I couldn't understand why I was having so much trouble. And so I had to do a lot of work. So if you're in this place right now where you're realizing, oh my gosh, you know, I've got all these beliefs about how things unfold in my life and what I deserve and whether I'm worthy and, you know, whether I'm doing a good job in life and why do I keep attracting people in my life that judge me or are rude to me and unkind, and why do I attract such harsh conditional circumstances with very difficult bosses at work, and, you know, what is going on in my partnerships? This is, you know, same energy, different outfit. I keep bringing in the same thing over and over and over again. How do I change it? How do I start my life of adventure? You know, sometimes we can bring in what we truly desire and it scares us and we go right back to an old pattern. We could attract adventure and finances. And I've seen the pattern often that, you know, will attract really powerful financial abundance, and we're not comfortable with it, so we start giving it away. We start losing it because we haven't cleared the energy field. You all have seen the stories about people who have won the lottery, you know, and they it ends up destroying them, and they give it all away, or people take advantage of them because they didn't do any work to receive that abundance. And they thought that that money was going to solve a lot of problems. We tend to be a little harsh on judging those people, but I'd like you to look in your own field right now about times, you know, perhaps you attracted a very, you know, supportive boss or a very loving partner. I often tell people who've come out of a lot of abusive situations and we've cleared the energy that when they draw in a partner that is supportive and loving, you know, it's almost going to look boring. it's going to look dull. This person's nice. What's wrong? They're calm. They're not creating chaos. They're not insane. They come home when they say they're going to come home. They support things around the house. They don't do anything crazy and throw things. You know, so if you're used to a lot of chaos, that's going to look very dull. So understand that when you start to shift your energy and you bring in, you know, this desire that you have for peace and abundance and strong companionship, you know, you may not recognize it, but it's this desire that you attracted. And now, you know, how do you keep it and sustain it and enjoy it and love it? So don't be afraid to take a look at, you know, what's going on in your field. What I'd like to do right now is have you look at some area in your life, something you want to create. Something that, you know, is really a deep place in your life that you'd like to manifest a powerful unfolding for you. All right. So let's just go ahead and pick that. Focus on some area where you've really been longing for something. Now, I want you to notice right now as you focus on that area, are you feeling really needy? Because some of you, I'm getting that from you. It's a real needy thing, and it's also very emotional. So go into the area of neediness. What is the message in there? Is it like extreme loneliness? Is it the sense of total lack in your life? Is it that you will not be complete without this thing? So the problem with neediness is it's attracting from the absence of the thing you desire. Okay, it's really crazy, isn't it? Like, why would I want it if I already had it? You know, why would I want it if I don't need it? Well, that's something right there, right? That first of all, take a look at your life. You know what? You're doing pretty well. So you don't entirely need this thing that you're bringing in. If the financial desperation is so great, then you're attracting from absence and lack. So you kind of want to switch that around, that you're already abundant, that you already are creating the finances that you need and that you desire. All right. So just go in and just see the data that's coming up for you as you explore perhaps the company you want to create or the new work that you want to create. Notice the beliefs that come up for you right now as you expand on that. Are they beliefs of excitement? Are they beliefs about, oh yeah, I can do this, I've got it? Do you find yourself perhaps scaling down your desire? Like, well, I'm not going to get that job, so I'm going to, you know, settle for something else. I'm going to reduce it down. So notice the belief about that. Like, why is it that you don't think you will get it? Notice if it's judgment of others. Notice if it's hurt from past experiences. Notice if you're recycling energies from another time. Okay? Feel your heart space. Feel your power center. Notice any secrets that come up that you've never told anyone, things you've never shared with anyone and just can't imagine anyone would accept you for, you know, if you really told them how you felt about things. See, the assumption is that Source, the universe, is as unkind or judgmental or conditional in its handouts as those that have been in our life or in our experiences. So we're, again, back to the Titanic. We're shifting something major, aren't we? So this is where now continue to focus on the desire and notice what comes up to you to do. Is there anything that gets revealed to you about what you can step into, what you can make happen? Okay. Notice any fear with that idea. Notice of any attempt to shut down what's showing up right now. Do you kind of explain to yourself, well, that's not going to work. Well, I can't have that. Why would you do that? They don't even know who you are. You know, just listen to everything that comes up. Often it's associated with a voice that we grew up with, or something we've learned in messaging from society. You know, there's so much media now, so, you know, there's a lot that penetrates our energy field, right? And so now ask yourself, like, am I willing to let go of that belief? Am I willing to let go of it? Because again, it's a belief. It's not proven by fact, right? You're having a passion about something unfolding in your life, and you haven't started yet, so you don't have any data that it's not going to happen. Remember the protective mechanisms. If I go ahead and short circuit this thing, then I don't have to go through the pain. The thing is that if it's showing up for you now, it's going to show up again. Even after you kill your darling this time, it's going to show up again until you're willing to heal this part of your life. Okay? So just keep going with all of the data that's showing up for you. It's a lot of heartache in some of this for you. But again, there's no heartache about your passion. There's a lot of desire and joy in your passion. So remember that. And the power of it, the persistence of it, is pushing this thing through. Wanting to hold on with all of your energy to the desire, the design that is coming to you. Notice where you think, well, I haven't ever seen anyone do it that way before, so I'm going to dismiss this inspired idea that came to me. Well, there again, you're closing it off. You know, I have a lot of clients that tell me, well, I have to do it this way. Well, I have to make it happen that way. And when you ask them to explain it, they start explaining basically the party line as if it were true. All right. So sometimes we are cutting off our desire because we're afraid to step in to our own power, to our own passion, to our own desires. So I'm talking today about dreams and desires, where they get waylaid, where manifestation gets held up, where we're really angry, like some of you are super angry about what hasn't shown up yet. This stuff isn't for real. It's not going to happen. Take a look at that. How long have you tried, really? You know, often we say, well, I've been wanting this for 2 years. Okay, what have you done in those 2 years? Have you focused on it every day? Have you taken a time of the day every day to really work on manifesting and writing down the ideas that come to you? If an idea came to you to go back to school, did you even look into it? If an idea came to you to call someone as a mentor and just get some ideas, did you do it? Or did a certain wound show up and you knew you needed to heal, but you didn't do that either? So let's be honest with what's showing up in our field today, not so we can beat ourselves up, but so that we can step in to all that we are. This is Leslie Fontaine. We'll be right back.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. When we try to control the manifestation of our desires, we unfortunately limit the possibilities. We reduce them down to the 3D linear level that we have seen and recognized from our past and from around us. Source is limitless. The potentiality is without bounds. Because you don't know how circumstances can unfold doesn't mean that they're going to turn out badly. Try taking your foot off the brake. and allow Source to show you the amazing display of unlimited potentiality. If this is a pattern, you may want some help with releasing it. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into that potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, and we're working with people that really want to create something and have been disappointed, have had a delay, have had a snafu. Things just haven't shown up the way we hoped they would, wished they would. It was just held up in the ether somewhere. And, you know, we're taking a look at why that happens. You know, one thing that I think people get surprised by is, you know, can creation and focus be painful? Yes, they can be. And, you know, pain is a relative word, right? But, you know, if you spent 30 seconds really, really visualizing and focusing the desire you have and taking in the dreams you have, the ideas that come to you, and then noticing the different blocks that show up, where you have a belief or an idea or an emotion that counteracts that thing that you desire, it's really amazing. So it doesn't feel good, but it's really powerful how that thing can show up and discourage you. Can passion create pain? Yes, it can. Why? Because often we have had a dream or a desire and quite young, perhaps we were discouraged in it. And it brings up the pain of us not following through on our dreams. You know, somebody, like I said earlier, telling us, well, that's not going to make a living. That's not going to put food on the table. Why are you doing that? We're not artists in this family. We're accountants or we're lawyers. So whatever is coming up for you, it generates some pain because you realize there was a point in your life where you shut it down. And often we shut down our dreams and desires based on the opinions of others, based on the perception that others have given us of the value of our desires. In other words, value is based on money. Therefore, you are not going to make a lot of money writing in your closet for 10 years to create that great American novel or whatever it is. So you learn that what you desire doesn't have value. This is really important. This is important so that we know how to clear the blocks so that we can step into all that we are. Source is incredibly abundant, amazingly abundant. So let's release right now some of the things that have shown up for you, all right? Let's just bring in some masters, healing teams, archangels. And let's bring up that pain that surfaced, that block that surfaced, that fear. And ask yourself right now, are you willing to release that fear? Are you willing to let it go? Now, sometimes we say no. So notice if you're saying no. And this is the real answer. I'm not asking your head to override your heart, okay? I'm asking you so that we know whether we're clearing it. Because sometimes people call me and say, well, that didn't work. Okay, well, what did you do? And often our head overrode our heart. It overrode our energy field. And we really discounted the wound that was showing up because we didn't want to go there. We didn't want to go that deep. So just notice what's showing up that's the truth about your desire. And ask yourself, is this my dream or desire? Is this something I really want to do? Now, if you get a yeah, but, then that tells you that you've decided that life is sequential, things work in a certain order, you've got children now, family, that was a dream you had in your teens and 20s, and you can't make that happen now. So notice how you've already shut all this down. You've already decided that things can't operate in parallel. You know, it's interesting. We understand in some ways that time is constantly happening, past, parallel, future. And yet, when it comes to explaining why we're not manifesting, we start coming up with all these reasons. Well, first I've got to do this, then I've got to take care of this, and I can't do it because of these responsibilities. Just be honest with everything that's showing up for you and say, all right, do I still have a desire? Yes, I do. So I just receive whatever's for my highest good, the highest good of all involved. I bring in all the support, all of the those that would help me with the children, would help me with my home, everything that I need to bring this forward, all of my partners in creation, in this realm, and in other dimensions. And I released all of the ancestral beliefs about my worth and my value. And I choose joy and happiness because that's kind of the essence of my life and what I want to be. And I allow myself the 30 minutes a day without bringing in my logic about, well, how's this going to work? How are you going to make it happen? That's all fear energy. Am I willing to let go of the fear of how it's going to unfold? And now I bring it forward all into my life. So this is what you do. This is what you do when you're clearing and getting in the way of this. If your mind is shutting you down before you even get your dream off the ground, rationalizing it, that is a big clue to a wound, a big wound, a fear wound that you do not want to feel the failure and the loss of that time when you were so devastated. That's important to heal. And I always like to say, remember all the children watching you. Remember the loved ones watching you. Because they're watching how you come through this. This is really exciting. This is a big deal. If you heal this, you heal a village. And you start to show people how to manifest and how to create. If you have visions that you've got to be perfect right off the bat, and you should know how to paint right away, and you want to be a painter, or you should know how to do interior decoration, you know, for very high-end, you know, apartments, and you've never done it before, and you're just shutting yourself down, then be aware of that. But try to release the judgment and the shame about any of it and just go, okay, what do I need to do to create my dream? And if it seems insurmountable, it seems like, well, where am I going to get the money for that? Just notice all these messages. Don't they feel awful? All these messages coming, where am I going to get the money for that? When will I find the time to do that? I'm always so tired. You know, whatever it is, just release all that and say, I just draw it in. I just bring it in. This is going to be amazing. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm just super excited. I'm going to bring it in. And then as the ideas and the dreams come to you, instead of preempting them and instead of shutting them down, you allow yourself to start manifesting. Now, there's so much we can do on the radio. If you'd like to work on any of this, I do teach classes on this topic and I do sessions. I've worked with a lot of people getting them to the place of manifesting their heart's desires. And it is an amazing experience once we understand how this works. You know, your desires are not in a vacuum. You're here on purpose. It's to honor your soul essence in this lifetime. So don't beat up on yourself when you say, wow, the last 20 years, I didn't do anything on my dreams. That's okay. Start today. Start now. But if you'd like to work on this in any sessions with me, I would be delighted. Just write me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. You can go to my website and just click the contact button. And we can also do a complimentary, 20-minute session to see if this is something that you'd like to work with me on. But listen, this is your life. This is important. You matter. So why not? What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose to step into all that you are?
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.